When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast brought to you by Birmingham Live.
Good afternoon and happy Friday, villains. Ashley Priest here, the Villa correspondent from Birmingham Live. And Colin McGilligan's joined me from Leeds Live, the video man from Leeds Live, massive Leeds nut as well. So how you doing, Connor?
Not bad, mate, not bad. It's a weird season. Weird season, as I'm sure it is for you boys. But I think we've got a lot to talk about, haven't we, mate? Because this game is, I don't know if it's taking on a bit of a rivalry, Ash. I don't know, maybe a social media rivalry. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think so. Last time I went to Elland Road, it was that crazy game. The gift goal and all that. It just went off, didn't it? It banged off.
It did. It was carnage. And it's been, I only checked the other day, actually. I think they've played four games against each other, haven't they? And somehow... Yeah. Smith's not got one over on him yet, so no. Who knows what's going to happen this weekend.
Smith's very complimentary of Bielsa and Leeds. He's raving about him. Loves to watch him, he said today. He said, I think he must be referencing players like your Luke Ayling and stuff, who he's known in the Championship before. And he said, listen, I've seen these players before in the Championship. They weren't any good before. Bielsa's done something incredible with them. The running stats, the fittest team in the league, so... He couldn't praise Leeds highly enough today in their press conference. He said, spoke about the similarities between the two massive clubs. I'm sure you agree. And start on to bigger and better things now. And I think Leeds have done better than Villa in terms of their first season back. They've kicked on, whereas Villa last season struggled a bit. So I think Leeds are going to be buzzing with what they're doing. They don't draw many games today, but to win or lose, it's hell for leather, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, Ash. I think the major ones that stand out really, I think it's Arsenal and City are the only teams we've drawn with this season. Yeah. The Arsenal game at home, it was we were all over them. The City game at home, we were all over them in the second half as well. So it's just the mantra. It's the metric of Leeds United at this minute under Marcelo Bielsa. It is just hell for leather. I mean, you know, Jurgen Klopp used to talk about rock and roll football with Liverpool. I mean, rock and roll football is not really about defending, is it? It's just it's just all out attack. So I think Leeds sort of embody that perfectly, to be honest. But yeah, I think there's a massive mutual respect between the clubs. Obviously, you know, I remember the 90s big time when it was sort of Leeds, Villa and Everton in the same bracket, really. Yeah. Early 2000s, obviously, Leeds did what they did. Then we sank and Villa kept a real upward trajectory for a long period of time. And I think there's always been a sort of professional rivalry, but definitely a mutual respect between both clubs. And I, for one, I've got lots of family in Sutton Coldfield, so I've got big Villa fans down there as well. So I think, it's going to be a good game, mate. And I think it's two good footballing sides who are, thank goodness, for the first time in sort of near history are making big strides in the footballing game.
Definitely. Just talk me through the Leeds team news we need to be aware of. No Calvin Phillips again. And what's the latest regarding that?
Yeah, so no Calvin Phillips. I think he's got a thigh strain or it could be a groin, actually. And there's a bit of a correlation at this moment in time with the pitch. The pitch at Elland Road isn't great, and there's been a few injuries on that pitch on our end, to be quite honest with you. Rodrigo, obviously, who played in the last game at Villa Park, is out. Robin Koch, who was fantastic. I think Bamford got man of the match, but I think he's very close to him. He'll be out as well. So there's a fair few. They're probably the three noticeable names, to be quite honest with you. Rafinha wasn't playing in the last game. I think he came on about the 80th minute, and he's been our sort of... a superstar at this moment in time. So he's really, you know, making strides in this Leeds team and could potentially go on to even bigger and better things. So it's looking good at this moment in time. But Jamie Shackleton as well, who came on for Pascal Stroik in the last game, is out for this game as well. Matthias Klick is touch and go. But the thing is with Leeds, Ash, is, as I'm sure you've seen, mate, it's always sort of square pegs in round holes. Marcelo Bielsa hasn't had a fully fit squad since July 2018. So we're all used to it now, and we get on with it, really.
That's something Villa aren't used to, are they? Losing their star man, Grealish, for a couple of weeks, I guess now. And they struggled last week against Leicester. You want another step up, and Bielsa's Leeds, the players that come in, they do a job for you, don't they? And everyone knows the role to the letter. So a bit of struggling in that aspect without their star man. Leaves me pretty annoyed today as well that pundits and supporters are branding Villa a one-man team. But on last week's evidence, it was in that first half and the rally laid on, okay. But yeah, they're more come unstuck against Leeds on Saturday. They need to find a way to play without Grealish and to hurt the opposition. Where, let's be honest, they didn't lay a glove on Leicester last weekend. So, yeah, concerning times for Villa regarding that Grealish injury. But elsewhere, there's an issue at fullback as well. Mohamed struggled against Harvey Barnes last week, and there's no Matty Cash for Villa there, who's been sensational signing from the Championship. So, yeah, looking forward to it. I think I did a piece this week as well, comparing the two strikers, Bamford and Watkins, both are having good seasons. Both have been good shouts of the Euro squad in the summer, and all to play for in that aspect. So,
yeah, to be honest, Ash, it was a nuts game last time, because I think when we faced you, it was a bit like, I think Villa had just beaten Liverpool 7-2, and there was a real confidence with Villa, and I actually think Leeds went into that without Calvin Phillips again, who's sort of our equivalent to Jack Grealish, really. We need him in the side.
Yeah.
And he was out, and we were all looking at that and thinking, oh no, this is going to be bad, this. And we got into it, and Leeds sort of, I mean, I don't know about what you thought, Ash, but aside from sort of the Watkins chance and the brilliant Jack Grealish Maisie run, I thought we sort of dominated that game, to be quite honest with you. And it was bizarre to see, but I think that was probably the first time we've seen, when we've been moving the parts around, that it can work, and we really are just versatile in every single position. But it'll be interesting to, I don't know what your take on it is with regards to how Villa will approach this game, because it was sort of, they played gung-ho against us last time, and yeah, Leeds have always got this, once again, this notion that if you go gung-ho against Leeds, any team, you're going to be in trouble, but you're going to leave space in behind, which is what Bielsa's sides historically exploit. I mean, how do you think Villa will approach this game? Do you think it'll be a bit more defensive?
It's got to be, hasn't it? Smith kept raving on about Leeds in the run-up to start this year, saying the only team that have outplayed this season is Leeds. We got it wrong against Leeds. Got a big bop on the nose. Just that's a total surprise aspect. Didn't see it coming. I think Bamford morphed into a Lionel Messi that night as well, the way he was finishing inside the box, and just incredible hat trick that was. Yeah, just didn't see it coming. Total surprise. And Villa fell into the trap of trying to force an equaliser or a goal back, and bang, it's 2-3-0. See you later. So they've got to learn some harsh lessons from that. I think Smith will probably replay that game to the players, saying we can't do this. And Leeds are probably most threatening when they're defending, ready to spring that breakaway. Your Rafinhas and Harrisons and Bamford there to finish. So Villa need to play this one really carefully, and needs to be much, much harder to beat this time around. So, yeah, I think massive lessons will be learned from that 3-0.
I've been listening to a few things with Villa and reading a few things this week. There seems to be a bit of an issue in the midfield at this moment in time. I don't know if you sort of agree with that, with what's going. It doesn't seem to be clicking at this moment in time, does it, with Villa?
Yeah, I do agree there. I've done many pieces on that. Not seeing the best of John McGinn for me. I've said it for a while now. He's playing much more deeper than he has been previously. Last season, he was this box-to-box midfielder, getting in behind defences and scoring goals, whereas now he's more reserved, sitting in front of the back four. He's doing a job, but you're just shackling him, aren't you, really? It's like telling Calvin Phillips to play right wing or something. It's not fitting for me. And players like Ross Barkley, he was labelled a marquee signing. Not seen it yet after his return from injury. Subbed off before the 90th-minute fourth game running now, and just not doing it. But Smith's backing him. I think he'll start again on Saturday, Barkley.
Is he the sort of talisman? Is he sort of like the direct replacement for Grealish, or do you reckon it's going to be Ramsey?
Well, it's Barkley, isn't he? Given his pedigree, he wants to get the England team, and he ain't going to do it on the form he's showing of late. So, big question marks there for me. I think he needs a point-proven performance and starting against Leeds on Saturday, because patience wearing thin with that aspect. Don't forget Villa have signed a £14 million Champions League player in Morgan Sanson from Marseille, and he's champing at the bit to get involved. He looks really good when he's come on. He looks a Leeds player, actually, when he comes on. He presses the ball relentlessly. And young Jacob Ramsey, as you mentioned, Connor, got a new deal recently, and fans want to see more of him, because every time he's come on, he's looked a class act. And yeah, just patience wearing thin regarding the Barkley aspect. McGinn's doing a job, whereas perhaps people are saying play McGinn higher and give opposition teams more to think about.
So do you think he'll try something fresh in this game then?
Probably not, to be honest. I think he might stick. He needs to do something, though, because this midfield, like you say, is just not clicking at the moment. And I don't know what the outcome is of it. So we'll see. We need more from the wingers as well. And Ollie Watkins' service hasn't been there, whereas Bamford's having a lot of services, isn't he? Rafinha and Jack Harrison. They gave Villa countless problems last time. So, yeah, a bit wary. I'm a bit wary going into this one. I don't know what the fans are thinking, but from a Villa aspect, a bit of a wounded animal.
Yeah, I think the sort of difference is, as you'll know, Ash, it's, I think from the four times we've played Villa, obviously in the Championship, you know, Bielsa's been there, and obviously Smith's been in charge of you, and they've gone up against each other. What I have noticed is the first game at Elland Road, when it all sort of kicked off, it's what the back end of the second half leads to, just obviously freaks in terms of fitness. So we might not always have the quality that Villa have on the pitch. I think individual-wise, Villa have much better quality than Leeds, but as a unit, we don't stop. It's like a bunch of rabid dogs. And I think in that first game, I noticed it in the Championship, especially when we beat you 3-2 at Villa Park, in that second half, it was just all about fitness. And at Villa Park, once again, I thought there was the fitness aspect which kicked into play when we were streaming on in the 80th minute. So I don't know whether or not there's a thing with Villa and Leeds where there's a sort of foundation principle, which is the fitness, which seems to put Leeds just a little bit ahead sometimes.
I think so. I think this Leeds team hasn't changed much in 3 years, has it? To be fair, it's been pretty solid. Whereas Villa, lose count how many signings they had last year. They bought 12 players in the summer, 4 in January last year, another 5 in the summer, and another Sanson in January. So 20-odd players there he's trying to mix in and build a squad from and a settled side from, and he's yet to find that now. But listen, Villa have come in for some stick in recent weeks, but listen, they're ahead of Leeds at the moment.
Yeah,
Leeds
is brilliant.
That's the bottom line, really. And people forget that sometimes. And Leeds get all the praise in the world. Everyone's loving Leeds of late. And Villa are ahead of them in the table, with a couple of games in hand. So, yeah, I think two of the season surprise packages going right at it tomorrow. And Smith and Villa have a point to prove, whereas Leeds want to do the double over Villa, which is giving them some bragging rights. So, all to play for. And it'd be a good yardstick to see where Villa can go without Grealish in the next few weeks. And as for Leeds, can they keep up the momentum? But they've been hot and cold. I mean, where have Leeds come unstuck this year? How have Swords beaten Leeds?
There's two real ways, to be honest, Ash. I think we've found a way a little bit when teams sit in and just defend and defend. We've found that way. We've got a little bit of a bit of ingenuity there now in Rafinha at the top level. We've had Rodrigo as well, who's been able to break defences down. So we've got that sort of world-class player now who can sort of pick the lock. The difficulty we face normally is a back three, who sort of revert into a back five when they're defending. We've had it against Brighton, which was a real indicator. I mean, I know you boys, I mean, Brighton are a decent team. I think they're in a bit of a false position at the minute. But it's the high pressing on the wingers. Now, our players are decent, but as we've just alluded to, a lot of them are Championship players that have been improved. So when you put high pressure on players who maybe aren't the greatest ball carriers, that's sometimes where Leeds come unstuck, and that's where teams recover the ball higher up the pitch, and that's where teams get a lot of success against Leeds. It is when you press on the wings in particular, that is where Leeds sort of come unstuck, unless the ball gets to Rafinha and the ball's been sort of, you know, played down the wing. But what we normally do as well is there's sort of a bit of a pattern that Leeds play from the back, which is either Melier, our goalkeeper, plays it to the fullback, so the left and right. If that is cut off, then what Melier will do is he'll go into the middle to Calvin Phillips, which is a specialised role for Calvin Phillips because he's good on the ball, he's good on the turn. With him not being there, what Melier is having to do now is surpass that defensive midfield role and go straight to the attacker. So he's going long to Bamford, which has helped us. But if you sort of press high and you're able to keep that intensity up, Leeds do really struggle to sort of surpass that press, if that makes sense.
But that come true at the Emirates, didn't it, where Melier was squeezed into an error? So Arsenal did that quite well. So I think Smith would be looking at that as well. So if Leeds break the press, though, do you know what I mean? They're in, aren't they, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's the issue. It is, you know, if the ball does go in and behind, and you've got sort of either Rafinha, maybe Costa or Harrison, and Bamford's as fit as a fiddle as well. And then the thing is, Ash, you'll know, I think the last time we played, you'll see this when we're 3-0 up, wasn't about conserving and trying to just get the ball in the corner. It's the Bielsa want, well, the team wants 4 or 5, and you've still got, I think there was one image at the end, I think it went round on our site, actually. It was 3-0. And Leeds just had about seven players pushed up. So it is a big risk. And that's where it's always, Leeds aren't necessarily the most, we haven't got the quality like, you know, your top sides at all. But I think Arteta has said it. He said it's like going to the dentist playing Leeds. It is just an absolute, he said it's a nightmare to just figure it out of what to do, when to press, when to defend, when to do this, when to do that. Everything has to be with complete precision.
What's the consensus among supporters? Just loving every minute of that at the moment. At Leeds?
Yeah, well, 35 points, Ash. I mean, 35 points. I mean, we've got, what, 14, 15 games to go, which is absolutely massive. If you look at that table there. What did Villa finish last season on 35?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, when you look at that, when you sort of contextualise it, say it's our first season. I mean, to be honest, Ash, you could lose the next 15 games now. I don't think we're going to go down, mates, at the season it is right now, and ended on 35. It'd be sound, I don't know what you think, Ash, but I think probably because the expectation's gone up now with Aston Villa.
Yeah,
the pressure's probably on Villa for this one. You know, to say we're a newly promoted side, we've beaten you once already this season. I mean, I don't know what you think about that, but at this moment in time, sort of the shackles are off with Leeds. It is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about after a Leeds defeat, is it everyone down in the drums pointing the finger? It seems to be that way with Villa at the moment. If it doesn't get a plan, which is all fair and good, I was the same last week after Leicester, because that first half was not good enough, and I was pointing the finger somewhat. But when you strip it back, just look how far Villa have come in less than a year. It's incredible, really, what they've achieved. So the defence is much improved now. 12 clean sheets out of 22, is it? Only better by Man City. So they're doing something right there. It's just a consistency issue, I guess, which is they'll get over the weeks and months playing together. It's a new side, don't forget. And I think the early season results and performances against Liverpool and whatnot as victims of our own success, aren't they, I guess, which is...
I think as well, Ash, I don't know if you agree with this, but obviously with us both been in the Championship and going up, Villa going on that crazy streak that went on to get into the playoffs, obviously Leeds winning the league. When you're in that mindset, when you're in the win-win-win-win-win mindset, you get up to the top division and you sort of stay with that mindset to an nth degree, really. And having a run of four wins in the Premier League is incredible. It's no team does it. It's either, you know, one or two wins, then one or two losses because of just the world-class opposition you're against every week. And I think sometimes fans don't realise that, you know, we lost to Brighton, but Brighton have had millions invested in them for years and years and years, you know, and they're an established Premier League team. So I think it's all about context, really, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Villa have won three out of the last seven, so despite everyone being down in the dundrum, it's not that bad. Less Leeds win one, lose one, win one. They'll win a couple. But they don't draw many games, so yeah, it'd be an interesting one on Saturday, to be fair.
Definitely, mate. Yeah, definitely. I'd agree. It's going to be, I think the midfield battle's going to be interesting. Ollie Watkins is, we all saw Ollie Watkins at Brentford, and he sort of brings a pressing style, which weirdly would fit into our system. He doesn't stop, and he's such a fit lad that he puts any defence under problems, really. And with our defence at a bit of a, you know, it's mixing up every single game, really. He's definitely one who can cause us a lot of problems. But like we've said before, mate, it's all about whether or not they can feed him, really, isn't it?
Yeah, down to man, I'm petrified of Rafinha. That's what everyone's talking about him. Just how good is he? You mentioned world class. Is he elite level?
Yeah, he is, Ash. He's frightening. I've never seen. We talk about Harry Kewell, who's probably the best winger we've seen at Leeds in his prime. Kewell was phenomenal, but no, he's I've never seen anything like him. I've never seen anything like him, and that's not just from a Leeds perspective. He's doing it on an ice rink, mate. He's doing it on a winter wonderland. That pitch at Elland Road, it's awful. Yeah. And his ability, his technical ability, is beyond belief. And that's probably an area where I think if we stick him on the left against El Mohammedi, who's probably going to be coming in, that's where Leeds can. And I think he will target that area.
Yeah, we'll leave it there then, Connor. That's great. Loads of comments are coming flooded anyway. Everyone's looking for a performance from Ross Barkley. That's a consensus among Villa fans. Dean Smith's going to stick with him, Connor. So, yeah, all eyes on Barkley the weekend. Hopefully he can come up trumps. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Like, tea time kickoff tomorrow. I'll be up there. I'll get to see this pitch. Is it that bad, Connor, or what?
I'm telling you, mate. It is. Just take a picture, stick it online. You'll get loads of comments back. To be fair, it's actually rarely in Yorkshire right now. I can see, I don't know what that is. I think it's sunshine. But, it's normally just absolutely, it's been a horrible winter for the pitch. So we've obviously had the problem with the drainage system. Daniel Levy's absolutely robbed us, and we've had to pay him 300 grand for a sort of oily pitch. And it's just been raining. So we've got a little bit of, we've got a little bit of sun now. So hopefully it'll even itself out for tomorrow.
Yeah, I might bring more studs, you never know. But yeah. Right, and Connor, lovely stuff, mate. And enjoy the game, everyone. And thanks for joining.
Thank you for listening to Claret & Blue, an Aston Villa podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do let us know. We love hearing your feedback. We'll be back soon with another episode. But until then, up the Villa.